Well, good morning, Mike. Where are we finding you today?
Right now, I am in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Ooh, sounds nice.
The lovely and wondrous Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Compared to what, huh?
Oh, well, I guess compared to the rest of the country. I've seen most of it now.
Well, you know, we have had snow recently here in Wisconsin, but I am hoping by the time that you get here at the end of the month that spring will finally have arrived. So we'll do our best for you, okay?
Is there a spring in Wisconsin?
I'm beginning to doubt that.
Oh, summer.
More snow. Exactly. This has been a crazy year. Yeah, I think a lot of our listeners aren't familiar with a story about something that happened to you when you were a teenager. You were in a car accident, and first of all, you almost died, and then you were told that you would never walk again. Can you tell us a little bit about that time?
Yeah, I was a senior in high school, just driving to school with my buddy, and he caught the edge of the road and overcorrected it, ended up flipping the car off a road, and I got thrown out of the car at 50 miles an hour, and when I landed, I broke my head and broke my back, and apparently I did die. I flatlined several times on the way to the hospital in the ambulance, and when I came to, you know, they said, there's no way I'd walk, and then they said, well, there's no way I'd run, and then they said, well, there's no way I'll make a full recovery, and then they said, oh, I guess you're going to make a full recovery, which was pretty amazing. But lying on my back for the next 2 months waiting for my back to heal, that's actually when I first picked up a guitar, because I was bored.
And, yeah.
So we have a song that says, I want to know a song can rise from the ashes of a broken life. That literally happened to me.
That's the biggest thing that came out of that. You know, so it's such a difficult thing to happen, especially when you're a teenager. You got your whole life ahead of you. You're told you'll never walk again. I just can't imagine all that you were going through. But to look back on it now and see how God used that to kind of redirect you as well.
It's amazing how we hand God these broken, ugly pieces, and He can take these dark colors and paint something far more beautiful than we could have imagined.
Definitely. Well, the Over and Underneath Tour is your 10th anniversary show. Kicking it off, by the way, right here in Wisconsin. We're excited about that. But yeah, looking back on the past 10 years since that album came out, what are some of the highs and lows that you can remember?
Oh, man. I'd say the highs are, I mean, even last night we had a girl who just told us that one of our songs just carried her through an abusive situation. Every time someone has told us a story of how our song was like a life raft for them in the middle of like a storm, that's the highs.
Mm-hmm.
Those are absolutely the highs. And I think the lows, honestly, one of the lows was 2 years ago, and it's how we wrote the song Control, where we realized that as much as we were touring, we just were sort of becoming absent fathers and absent husbands. And our wives came to us and said, if you keep going at this rate, it's just not going to work. And so we basically made a move that we thought was going to be the end of the band. We had to cut the number of shows we were doing almost in half. And on paper, we weren't going to be able to feed our families, basically. But we said, we can't sacrifice our families on the altar of ministry. And so we cut the number of shows we're doing just about in half. And that was a low point. I mean, I was terrified to have to give up the band to God because I love it. I love doing it. But it's beautiful. God said to me, look, if I'm going to call you to do something, I'm going to also call you to do it in a healthy way, you know, and you may not be the biggest band, but I want you to be the best husband and best father that I've called you to be. And what's awesome is a year later, we totally made as much money as we needed to feed our families. And it felt like God was saying, here you go, here's the band back. But now we get to do it differently. We get to do it not because He needs us to be successful, but we're doing this band because we know He just wants us to be surrendered.
Mm. And he is honored, and he has blessed that in so many ways. And your song Control has been at the top of the charts for a long time. Is that a surprise to you?
Oh, it's beautifully ironic. You know, here's the song I wrote about giving up the band.
Yeah.
And then God goes, this will be, you know, the biggest song you've had in however many years or whatever. So it's just a testament. You know, we really are scared. We really think we need to help God out.
Don't we?
You know what I mean? And God's going, man, I want you to work hard, but it's like Dallas Willard said, God's not opposed to our effort, but he is opposed to our earning.
And it's hard. It's hard giving up that control, isn't it? And just, you know, we can say it, but then actually doing it is another thing. And
yeah, I think Martin Lloyd-Jones, taking your hands off your life, I basically get that from Romans 12 when it says we're called to be a living sacrifice in view of the mercy of God. And Martin Lloyd-Jones says, the problem with a living sacrifice is it's always crawling off the altar.
That's for sure. I know I've done that many times, those lessons we have to learn over and over and over again. Well, again, we are looking forward to your coming to the Crystal Grand in Wisconsin Dells later this month. What can our listeners expect in that concert?
Well, you know, if you're a fan of our very first record, Over and Underneath, mm-hmm. you'll love it. Because we're going to play that record from front to back. So there's a bunch of songs we haven't even played since that record came out. So we're brushing the dust off and relearning the songs. And then we'll play some other, you know, hits and radio songs you love. But we got We Are Messengers out with us.
Oh, yeah.
It's just going to be fantastic.
Oh, well, we are looking forward to it. And so glad that you're kicking it off right here in Wisconsin Dells. And we'll see you soon.
Hey, can't wait.
Thanks, Mike.